Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
With the possibility of nuclear missiles coming at us from Iran and North Korea, the time has come to fulfill President Ronald Reagan's vision of building an anti-missile defense to protect us against incoming missiles from anywhere in the world. Enemies change, but the duty of our government to protect the lives and property of American citizens against any attack remains constant. It was on March 13, 1983, that President Reagan televised a remarkable national speech from the Oval Office. He called on the United States to develop and deploy a new family of weapons to shoot down enemy missiles before they had a chance to destroy us. At the time Reagan spoke, the conventional wisdom was that we should rely on a concept called Mutual Assured Destruction, known by its acronym MAD. That was the most dangerous strategy ever devised. It was the theory that the Soviets would be deterred from attacking us with its giant nuclear missiles because they would know that we would hit them back with a knockout punch. That theory depended on the Russians being rational enough to behave the way we expected them to behave. Now, we survived those years, but now the threat is from 2 very different kinds of enemies, Iran and North Korea. The trouble is that they are not rational as we understand the term. They don't mind committing suicide. Reagan's anti-missile defense is needed more than ever. Unfortunately, due to liberal and pacifist propaganda, Congress has never built or deployed an anti-missile defense. The contract with America included a commitment to develop for deployment a cost-effective operational anti-ballistic missile system to protect the United States. Fortunately, our government is at last starting to build a missile defense system in Alaska. There is no time to waste in implementing Ronald Reagan's vision. Americans must be protected.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, leading America's pro-family movement since 1972. For a free copy of Eagle Forum's pamphlet on our nation's defense program, write to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Please include your name and address and ask for the National Defense Report. That address again, Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, when you're standing on the edge of a cliff, a step forward is not progress. Derry Brownfield!
Hey, hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Our good friend is with us again today, G.B. Oliver, the third. No periods between the G and the
no
B.
No periods.
we went through that last week. Yeah. And anyway, we have been scatterificating around the countryside now for right at a week ago today that we have started this pilgrimage to try to inform the world as to what's going on. And I have about talked myself into a bad situation. I can't talk. So I am sucking on a Ricola. And, GB, you're going to have to carry the show today because tonight we're going to be up at California, Missouri. There's going to be somewhere close to 10,000 people, I think, going to be
10,000.
Something like that. It's close.
Are those best numbers?
Beth can't count that.
I see.
She doesn't know. But anyway, they're coming all the way. We got a call this morning, said, how are the roads? We're coming from Carthage, Missouri. With Carthage, I mean, they're within minutes of Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
That's way down in the southwest corner. So they've got about a four-hour drive at least to get here. So we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have some good steaks. I don't know, do they have 10,000 of those steaks ready, Beth? But anyhow, we've been, as I say, scatterificating around. We were at Chillicothe on Thursday. Then they changed the Lamoni program. It was Friday instead of earlier in the week. And so we have been doing a lot of driving and a lot of talking and driving in snowstorms. And GB is not, he's not a snowbird.
That's an understatement.
He's been cold ever since he's been here. Big old stout kid like that, you'd think, you know. And we met one of our friends yesterday, and it was what? It was way below freezing. And he was walking around in a T-shirt,
That's
a
exactly
short
right.
sleeve T-shirt.
Very impressive.
And I, GB's wore every coat we've got.
Every wrap. But you know, I think I'm catching on. I've got a Missouri T-shirt.
You
now.
Sure have, and you look good in it,
I'm,
too.
I'm just going to join them. If you can't beat them, you join them.
Well, anyway, tell our listeners, he's watched this ice now. Oh, and by the way, we got up to Lamoni. I got hit with another ice storm up
Man,
there.
Man, that was something. You bet. And I told Derry, what I've told Derry, and this is just a New Mexican's assessment of all this, is I've come to the conclusion that all ice belongs in a glass and not hanging on a barbed wire fence or a tree. We've got it right where I come from.
Anyhow, oh, I talked, by the way, to one of the troubleshooters that was working on the lines, getting everybody back up. There's still people around here. I talked to a lady in our office this morning. It's been 8 days, and they still don't have electricity. But they have brought 200 trucks in here to try to get this cleaned up, and it's going to take that many up north in the Lamoni area as well. Anyhow, I got an email here from a fellow that was at the Lamoni meeting, and he says, last night I had a revelation on the way home from the cattlemen's meeting in Lamoni. After seeing how successful NCBA, now that's the National Cattlemen's Beef Association,
formerly,
was on the, yeah, we're going to change your name, Tester-Grassley Amendment in the Farm Bill debates, I realized the true meaning of NCBA. That's a National Cattlemen's Battery and Assault. Anyway, we at one of our meetings, and of course Doreen was there, Doreen Haynes, and she gave us some what's on this thing.
It's their draft. Apparently, it appears to me to be a draft for discussion purposes only. Now they haven't released this out. It's not supposed to be in public hands. But they've obtained a copy of it, and of course we've made a lot of copies of it.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. It's like a black helicopter. It's not there. Never existed. I will assure you, if you call the Department of Agriculture in Washington, that's all figment of someone's imagination. What does it say on the front cover of it? It
says discussion draft.
Okay, and
business plan for advanced animal disease traceability.
Okay, and as Doreen told us the other night at the Chillicothe meeting, this is the smoking gun.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just give, and she was so kind, she gave us her marked up copy. So she's got the goodies marked in here. So it's, how many pages? Does it have page numbers on it? It looks like about a 50 or 60 page thing.
It looks like about 66, 67 pages.
Yeah, see, I can look at a pile of paper and tell you how many pages is in that thing. Kind of like when we were at the Kansas City Stockyards, we had those old-timers that had grown up in the yards, and they'd say, USDA says such and such, you know, we're looking for 8,000 cattle here today, and they'd walk up on the ninth floor of the exchange building and say, no, they won't be but about 720. They could look out over there and tell. So I can look at a stack of papers. Well, tell us what's in that stack of papers, and we neither one have had time. Beth, she gave them to Beth. Beth brought them home. You're going to copy these things, right? And this is what the U.S. Department of Agriculture has planned for us, although these papers do not exist. You'll have to realize that. But we can make them available to you if you like. Go ahead.
Well, some of the things that I've seen as I've just perused through this is how tied in this is to the United Nations and the World Trade Organizations. But one of the things I found right here says, USDA actively supports the work of the World Organization for Animal Health, develop science-based international standard for safe trade of animal and animal products. And then it says the Organization for Animal Health states that veterinary authorities in each country shall provide oversight. So you've got veterinarians all over the 169 countries that are participating in this. They're going to give oversight into our production and the things that we're doing here with our livestock.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we have returned. You're back. GB has 60-some pages here of what our government has planned for you and I if you happen to have some kind of an animal on your property. Why don't you just go ahead, GB? Like I said, I have a little difficulty talking today, which is bad for somebody that tries to make a living at it. Beth was concerned about it. She said, do you have a sore throat? I said, no, I don't have any sore throat. I get this way when I talk a lot. Used to every time we'd work cattle. Mm-hmm. You know, you're hooying cattle and hollering at kids and wives. And you just blow your throat, your gizzard there.
Well, you know, when you really want to get over it, you're taking those lozenges, and that may work. But I've offered you some Copenhagen, and that always works.
Yeah, but I'm not warming. That's not the problem.
Really?
No, I thought that was worm medicine that you keep taking.
No, well, it is, but it's got several uses, but it is hard to be on the radio and throwing up at the same time as well. But as you go through this document, and as I said a while ago, I haven't had a great deal of time to absorb all of it, but all through this document, they're talking about international codes, international veterinarians overseeing this project and everything, and right here it says the International Committee on Animal Recording. That's where they came up with the premise ID. Now, oddly enough, around the world, we're unique in the fact that we own property, and our Constitution provides for us owning that property. But now we're going under international codes, international committees on animal recording, and that's where they're going to come up with the premise ID. And it talks about that very thing and why it's important that you get away from postal zip codes and those kind of things and go to a new numbering system, which is the premise ID.
It even mentions postal zip codes in there?
Absolutely.
Read it. Let's read what it says.
Let me see.
Put my specs on. It's terrible to need glasses, isn't it?
Yep. The proposed rule will detail the process for phasing out one of the commonly used premise numbering systems, a state postal code prefix following by the number. So they're going to replace that with the premise ID.
We'll still get our mail through postals, don't you?
Yeah, but that's not the way they're going to number you, because that's the zip code is tied to your property and where your property lies. This is a premise ID. Premise, of course, if you look that up in Black's Law Dictionary, is a transfer of property, or the other definition is that it's a you only have a leasehold interest on a piece of property. So if they wanted you to keep your property rights, they'd have said you got to register your property. Property is protected in the Constitution. Premise has no protection whatsoever. And who is admitting that that is a premise and not a property? You are when you sign that document.
Yeah, I am convinced you have signed up. You have put up a cloud on your on your title when you do that.
It's no different than an easement of some kind. It is a leasehold. You have no more than a leasehold interest.
Okay. Well, I hear music in the background. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we have returned. We talked to Doreen the other night, and she gave us this copy. I gave it to Beth. Beth just gave it to us literally minutes ago. I'd forgotten all about it. So we're thumbing through this thing as quickly as we can. Keep going there on this. Now, what this is a 60-some page document that we're not supposed to have, that according to the Department of Agriculture does not even exist. Give Doreen Haynes a 100% credit. She knows how to do things and how to get this information. So it came to us. This is directly from, I guess, that does it say the United States Department of Agriculture? What does it say on the top of it? It came from someplace. Does it say?
Harmonization of state, federal, industrial progress, and conveyance with the National Animal ID System. It doesn't have their...
Okay.
Yes, USDA, right here at the bottom.
I will assure you it came from the USDA. And when they tell you how what they have told us, you can see that it's just nothing but a bunch of lies. So go ahead and read what we just said there, what you just told me.
Another section in this document says that all of this, this premise ID is aligned with the improving government performance as outlined by the President's Management Agenda, fiscal year 2002. That's an interesting document. That's something I'm not familiar with at all. And it says that that works in with the government's Paperwork Elimination Act. As I read that, the thing that causes the hair on the back of my neck to stand up, and we've talked about this before on your show, this is not just an identification for this livestock. I can assure you this is going to filter right on down to you and me at some point. And that's part of the Governmental Paperwork Elimination Act. I'd like to get that document. Well, you need to get that document and read it.
I've got these written down, and Jeff, I will assure you can get this information for us. Not necessarily now, Jeff, but do it in your spare time. do it on a lunch break. Anyway, cool.
That's as far as I've gotten in this right now. Need another commercial break, and I'll get it there some more.
We're a little ways between commercial breaks. Now, just to show you how the government feels about all of this, I have talked to people over the past several years, actually ever since the Muslims started infiltrating our ranks, as to how they handle. The first I ever heard of it is a friend of mine had goats, and these Muslims stopped and said, "I want to buy those goats. We want to butcher them." And he said, "Well, I can help you." But no, they weren't going to let him help them butcher them. He says, "This is a ritual that we must do." I think it was Ramadan at this time. I can't remember. But that makes no difference. It's a Muslim holiday and a feast day. And they didn't even want him around. He said, "Well, just take the goats out behind the barn and hang them in a tree back there and butcher. No problem." And they've been doing that. And he's been doing this. Now, I don't know where this actually came from. It says states, and we should have checked that out. I don't know what state this is in. The headlines is, state blocks Muslim celebration involving animal slaughter. Now, here's where the state's going to get in a whole heap and a bunch of trouble. But anyway, Smithfield is where this is datelined. And I don't think we do have a Smithfield, Missouri, but it wouldn't be there because the county isn't right. Anyway, a judge told a Johnson County farmer, we do have a Johnson County in the state, but anyway, a judge told a Johnson County farmer that he cannot open his farm to Muslim families planning to slaughter lambs as part of an annual religious celebration. The judge issued a 10-day injunction Friday, meaning that about 250 Muslim families in Wake County will have to make other arrangements. Now, to my knowledge, we do not have a Wake County in Missouri, so I don't know where this is. For slaughtering lambs they bought in advance of the three-day festival of the sacrifice, which begins on Wednesday. Kenneth and Edie Rowe have tangled before with the state over the mass slaughter of lambs on their 300-acre farm. They've been conducting the slaughtering in their $80 by $100 barn for the past 6 years. In 2005, the Rowes preserved their right to carry on the tradition. The State Department of Agriculture fined them $10,000 for the practice that same year, but the Rose have not yet paid it. State agriculture officials said the Rose must build a custom slaughter facility that would cost up close to $1 million. State officials said mass slaughter conducted in any other way are unsanitary and threatens the outbreak of disease. The Feast of the Sacrifice, is what they call this, marks the end of the annual pilgrimage to Mecca. Because the holiday is set to a lunar calendar, the date changes by 11 days each year. That has nothing to do with the lamb slaughter. They have considered selling the Muslim family land on which to perform the ceremony. In other words, they're talking about, well, we'll just sell the land to the Muslims. They can do what they want to with it. Mm-hmm. The slaughterhouse won't work because they'd have to have a meat inspector in there, and nobody, I'm serious now, and no one can watch this. They've got to do their own thing. You see what I mean? So it just shows, what does it hurt to kill 250 lambs on a farm?
I can't imagine what it would do. You know, look how many of those coyotes are doing that right now.
I thought the same thing exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. And that is very unsanitary. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jimmy Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You've got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today. It's just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale, along with the regular Thursday sale. Now, that's Thursday, December the 20th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. About 400 head have been consigned for the cow sale, which will sell ahead of the regular auction cattle. The sale will start at 12:30, and the cows and bred heifers will be first to sell. Early consignments include 40 head of black and black baldy 36-year-old March calvers, 65 head of black and black baldy Charlet cross cows bred to Angus bulls to calve in February, and a 40-head string of nice young cows with calves by their sides. Here's 35 head of longhorn cows bred to red Angus and Charlet bulls. They'll calve in March. Several offerings of Charlet cows, some with calves on the ground, several 1,100-pound black heifers bred to Angus bulls to calve in March. Now, that is for the special cow and bred heifer sale coming up this Thursday. That's Thursday, December the 20th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who's having amnesia and deja vu at the same time. He thinks he's forgotten this before. Derry Brownfield!
And we have just returned, got a telephone call. This Muslim lamb slaughter thing is in Wake County, North Carolina.
All right.
So for whatever that's worth. Okay. Let's, you've had time to run through some more of, and by the way, Doreen, if you're listening, hey, this is wonderful.
It really is.
You had this all marked up for your use, and you shared it with us, all so we don't have to read 67 pages or whatever it is, and GB, he's capable of reading what you've underlined pretty well.
Let me share something with you that I just saw. We've talked on your show a lot of times about the fact that when USDA came out with this, they said it was going to be mandatory. And we talked on your show that the federal government doesn't have the authority or their jurisdiction to make anything mandatory within any of the sovereign states. Now, they don't want to cede that to anybody. But as you read through this document and how they're going to administer this program, they're leaving those loopholes open. And what it says here is NAIS is a national effort and has federal accountability, but it will be administered by states, tribes, and territories at a local level. That's the only way they'll ever get this thing through.
And if people would just say no. You know, Doreen got pretty excited about this when she was talking about it at Chillicothe. And she says, all we have to do is just say no. Can't you just say no? And I said, my wife's been telling me that for the last 51 years, so I know people have the ability to do it.
Exactly.
People just say no. Do not sign these things, and they can't put us all in jail.
You stop this thing at a local level, right then and there. And it says all through this that it's important that they have a cooperative agreement with local governments and the state. In other words, the federal government has jurisdiction over the 10 square miles in Washington, D.C., the territories of the United States, and the high seas. So nothing passed that comes through USDA has any authority over any of us at all. Now, they run that bluff, and then what I find interesting here is in the first documents that I read, they talk about mandatory, mandatory, mandatory. In this document, they're getting away from using the word mandatory.
But it's in there.
Oh, yeah, on horse people. I think they think these horse people are pushover. They're saying it's mandatory through this. But the other thing you find as you go through this document, the way that they're going to try to implement this is they're going to go to your associations, your Angus, your Hereford, your Quarter Horse associations, and they're going to try to make those associations make it mandatory if you're going to be a participate in any of their functions or anything, that you've got to have a premise ID and an ID number in your horses or your cattle. They don't have the authority to do that, and people have got to understand that. They've got no more authority to make that mandatory than I do.
Boy, you've made a lot of things mandatory for me.
Like what?
Well, I'm not going into the details because, you know, there's a lot of people have a pretty high opinion of you.
Well, you can't imagine how different I feel in this Missouri shirt that I'm wearing today. People are speaking to me in this radio station, and I've been here for 4 or 5 days. Nobody said boo, and all of a sudden I put this shirt on, and I'm somebody.
Now, I don't know where this came from. Have you got more on this?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I don't know where this came from. It's good stuff. And they're quoting some things that they find in some of these other documents.
Right.
Now, this came from Edward Abbey, A-B-B-E-Y. And I don't know what it was. It was called A Deep Ecology for the 21st Century, and Eccentric Worldview. This is out of a paper. We've got to share this planet with other living creatures, and sharing means not merely preserving them in zoos or national parks, but setting aside huge areas, whole regions, perhaps that will be free from human interference. Ideally, I would like to see certain areas of this planet set off limits to human entry of any kind, even aerial overflights. So says Edward Abbey in Deep Ecology for the 21st Century.
The Wildlands Project.
Yeah. But I don't know, in there someplace, and this is not just here in the United States. This is, they're going to get rid of the African tribes. They don't want
Absolutely.
Them out there on this, so whatever it is, desert. Doesn't this thing talk about being a global thing?
All through it. Treaties, it talks about the global treaties, the international this, the international that. That's where it all comes from.
But you know Farm Bureau got this from their grassroots membership.
Mm-hmm. And what is that, Swahili, or where is their grassroots? It's an absolute lie.
We have been lied to and people just seem to go right on down the same old path, electing the same stupid people. Okay, let's go to the telephones. William in Indiana. Hi, William.
Yeah, Derry. In the Mother Earth News of June and July, they have about a 6-page article on the Animal ID Act, which is very critical of it. And also, I want to mention, if I can, the station I listen to, WAMW in Washington, is trying to take you off of the air, I believe. They want comments. And anybody in Washington, Indiana, listening, call the WAMW and complain.
Okay.
It's the only place I can listen to you.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, but hang on a minute. What is Mother Earth News, and what did they say?
The title is The Truth About the Animal ID Plan. And says this federal program is promoted as pro-health, but actually threatens healthy farming practices. And goes on to tell you how they're trying to put it through and everything.
Really?
Yeah. It's June and July of 07. And also, they can go on the www.MotherEarthNews.com. And it's probably in there, I think.
By the way, you can also listen to me on www.
Well, I don't have a computer.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, you bet. Thanks for the call. That might be an interesting article, Jeff, if you can find that, because just the name of the magazine, you would wonder, you would think they would probably be pro-NEIS. Not anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, one grant from Cargill will fit, put them on the right track.
Yeah,
I'll
I'm
guarantee
sure
you that.
Terry, you were attending the Chillicothe meeting. Hi, Terry.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Well, if I could speak a little more clearly, it would be great. But other than that, we're in good shape for the shape we're in.
It was a pleasure to meet both of you up there in Chillicothe. I just wanted to encourage any property owner, it doesn't matter if he's a farmer or owns a place in town, because you know as well as I do that these people in town that have a dog or a cat or a duck or a goose or a ferret or whatever are in for the same thing. So anybody and everybody that's a property owner needs to absolutely go to the meetings, get informed. You guys were a wealth of information for us.
Yeah, and as Doreen said, just say no. What are they going to do, put everybody in jail? You see, when Texas first came, when this whole thing started, what, 2 or 3 years ago, Texas, I mean, they've got a goony bird for a governor down there, and they got this thing pushed through, and they did everything the Department of Agriculture told them to. So they even had canaries. Remember that? The little grandma with the parakeet was going to have a premise ID. And the people in Texas threw such a, I don't know if it was a conniption fit or a hissy fit. It was one of the, maybe both at once. I don't know. But they raised enough stink that they got that put on hold. Now, I don't know where they are in Texas with it. Maybe some of you Texans that listen regularly can tell us where that actually is, because it did become Texas law. It did become Texas law. And everybody was going to have to premise ID, and they were using a pet as the reason to do that. Well, this is what the department wants, and this is what the world wants. Mm-hmm. This is not Farm Bureau grassroots. Farm Bureau grassroots never heard of this El Crapo.
That's exactly right.
It comes from the top down, and I don't know why Farm Bureau would sucker into it in the first place, but they did, along with some farm organizations. And anyhow, it is definitely a global thing. Terry, you still there?
I'm still here.
Still there.
Yeah, and I want to say too that you know, we had some politicians there. I think we had one statesman, but he didn't represent my county, unfortunately. But you, when you go to these meetings and you start asking the politicians that represent you the questions that are pertinent to this issue or probably any other issue, you find out where they stand or where they're hiding and ducking behind something else to not stand. And you find out that, well, as far as I'm concerned here in Carroll County, Quinn needs to go.
Hey, you set off the alarm. I hear music in the background.
Alrighty.
But we'll start with that message. Quinn needs to go. You didn't say where.
Well, anywhere but to Jeff City.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
And we have returned. Going back to the Chillicothe meeting, this representative, he's a state rep, his name is Representative Quinn. He was asked, after the program we have been having question and answer periods, and someone from the audience asked him, he said, you know, when you go to the state fair, and we were talking about how this is mandatory in several states, that a kid taking a goat to the state fair has to have it's mandatory that they get their premises registered in a couple of states already. Illinois is doing it, and a couple other states. And he said, when you take an animal to the state fair, they know more about that animal than any other animal in the country. Because you have to have the registration papers or whatever the documents are. You have to have health papers on them. And he says, do you think that should be mandatory for youth to go to the state fair? And I heard the question, and Jim videoed all of this. And I hope he got Quinn.
The expression?
Yeah.
It was a classic.
You talk about the raccoon looking in the headlights. He stood there, and we can time it on the video. I'll bet it was at least 30 seconds.
At least.
And I thought the guy didn't hear the question. And finally he came out and says, well, he said it is voluntary. He said they don't have to go to the fair.
That's right.
That was his answer.
That's right. If you don't want to register, then just don't participate.
Hey, we're getting a video out on all of this. It's going to be fun. And I'll tell you another cut we need to put in that video, Beth. I have to tell Jim he don't want to miss that. Where Doreen was pretty emotional about this.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about when George Washington crossed the Delaware. And how they, you know, they didn't have clothes. They didn't have shoes. And they went in, and that was a battle that won the war.
Absolutely.
So we can chip a goat. Remember that?
That's exactly right. Kind of brought it into perspective,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, it sure enough did. Let's go to the telephones. We have someone named Deanna that has a message for someone named GB.
Yes, GB, I just wanted to thank you for the lovely Christmas card. And I had asked whether there was going to be any other meetings. We were unable to attend the one at Chillicothe, anywhere close to Linn County.
Are you coming tonight?
Where?
California, Missouri.
Probably not. That's a little ways away.
Hey, listen, we have Beth. Hey, Beth. Beth. Punch old Beth. She's over there visiting. How many states do we have people coming from, Beth? Do you know? Two or three states.
Oh, how nice.
She's talking to a handsome guy in there, and she won't talk to us. Okay, music in the background. Let's take a break. We go back to the telephones right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices fell below $800 an ounce Friday on dollar strength after a rise of 0.8% in U.S. retail inflation last month and weaker oil prices. Gold closed in New York down $5.50 to $793.10 an ounce. Thin market conditions ahead of Christmas and New Year exposed the metal to wide fluctuations. It's expected to trade in a broad range of 785 to 820 an ounce for the rest of the year. More at SwissAmerica.com. $800 gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
Friends, you need to get the book, The Late Great USA, by Jerome Corsi. It'll show you how the Security and Prosperity Partnership is the same kind of regional integration plan that led Europe to form the EU. Here's Jerome.
The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America certainly exists. It was declared in Waco, Texas on March 23, 2005. President Bush, Vicente Fox, President of Mexico, and Paul Martin, then the Prime Minister of Canada, all did come out on the stage together and declare that we were in the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The reason why George Bush has not secured our borders, even though we have a war on terror, for 6 years he's not secured the borders, is my argument is the Security and Prosperity Partnership was the promise by George Bush to open the borders, and that's what's happening.
To order The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi, send $28, check, cash, or money order to the Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders only, call 1-800-201-7892.
GB, we're in the home stretch here. We have three more callers I'd like to get to as quickly as we can, but the important thing is to talk about Paragon a little bit. You have the most beautiful magazine out that it's great.
Absolutely, and anybody that wants to look at that, if you're not currently on our mailing list, just give Nicole a call, and she'll be glad to send you one of those. Look that magazine over and decide if that's an organization you might want to be a part of.
That's 1-877-847-3443.
That voice from above, I love that.
Okay, but really, it's Nicole sitting down there in the office, twiddling her fingers.
Bored sick. Give her a call and visit with her. It's Christmas, and she'd love to hear from you. And and the other thing, Derry, is I think that foundation has so much to offer people that have questions about authority and jurisdiction in these problems that we're involved in, just like this NAIS. You know what? They don't have any authority to do what they're doing.
The USDA does not.
Absolutely not.
So they sick it on to the states and let the states be the
the heavyweight. because the states do have the jurisdiction and authority. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll get in touch with her, she also has some books that, that make that very clear about jurisdiction, and it, all the Supreme Court rulings in there that, that very clearly show that these are sovereign states and you're a sovereign citizen in these states. You're not a citizen of the United States. You're a citizen of the sovereign state where you live. And if you get all that in perspective, then all of a sudden you know how to handle these agencies when they come in on top of you.
Yeah, how many times do you go through anything and say, are you a U.S. citizen?
Right.
You say no.
There's no such thing.
No, there
they
is
They want
not.
To talk about a national government. This isn't a national government. This is a federal government. It's a huge difference. So call and ask her to send you some information on that and educate yourself. That's the way you're going to
get the magazine.
This.
And, hey, while you're on it, at $35 makes you a Paragon member. You're going to get the monthly. Is it quarterly or what is it?
It's a quarterly magazine and a monthly newsletter.
A monthly
and
newsletter.
I believe it's $50.
Is it $50?
Mm-hmm.
You changed on me. I've been telling everybody $35. But the dollar isn't worth as much as it used to be.
It's certainly not.
Okay, let's get back along here. Let's go with Tammy in Maine. Hi, Tammy.
Hi. I don't know if you guys have heard of LD 1615 here in the state of Maine. Our governor signed it in June that states that if you are to adopt a pet, you had to pay a deposit equal to 100% of what it would cost you to spay or neuter that pet, plus pay the vet for the spay and neutering charge.
Now, by adopting it.
Right.
Explain
that. If you
adopt
a pet, you pay the animal shelter the price of the pet that they charge, which is usually $35, plus you pay the equal deposit of 100%, up to 100% of the spay and neuter charge. Then you go have your pet spayed or neutered. At the vet, you pay the vet.
Okay. I think a lot of, usually you can't get a pet out of some of these states. Humane Society deals without them being spayed or neutered.
Mm-hmm. But it looks to me like what the state of Maine wants to do is they want those animals destroyed. They don't want them out. Because who's going to pay all those extra fees to get an animal?
Well, it's like, just like in GB, we've got 10,000 programs we need to do. But did you see where they're going to gather all those horses? Mm-hmm. And then they're going to, you got to pay to get those horses. You can't give a horse away today.
That's exactly right.
A horse
right.
That's unbroke today wouldn't bring $45 at an auction.
That's exactly right.
Okay, let's go to Justin. Hi, Justin. You're on the air.
Hey, Barry. I was just wondering if we couldn't jump off the global motto and instead of setting up the whole farm on this ID, could you just quarter off like an acre of your ground?
I have no idea. Hey, Justin, I have no idea. We have 15 seconds. Buck, can you say it in 15 seconds?
I don't know what I could say to an old rock chunker and an old guy like you riding around in one pickup truck, but let me tell you what. I don't know what they finished passing that law down here or not in Texas, but we don't have hissy fits. That sounds too much like a sissy. We have outrageous conniptions.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Jillian.
That a boy.
Now we outrageous conniption fits.
I love that term.
You betcha. Anyway, we are now out of time. And we're just going to sing Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Weather. Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
With